This is KCUR 89.3. Raw, vegan, gluten-free snacks may not sound delicious, but after dealing with poor health for a decade, Kansas City's Callie England would go on to start Roxy's, a local food line that would try to provide healthy and good-tasting food. She spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison about her journey from home cook to blogger to CEO.
I was really just sick of being sick, and so I sought out the help of a naturopath. I would have done anything at the time. She put me on a plant-based diet, and within 2 months of eating vegan, I was off all prescription pills and feeling great. So I actually took that inspiration and that kind of health transformation that I personally had, and I wanted to share that story with my friends and family in hopes to transform their lives just the way that my life had been transformed.
How did it even become a product line? You of course, can write about things endlessly at almost no cost to yourself. Mm-hmm. Actually, turning something into a product is a very different thing.
I didn't really think it through, I would say. Let's be real. I was a little naive on how that whole transition would take place. But what I found is that when people were finally reading my blog and being inspired and taking these steps to a better life and doing little things like changing their milk to almond milk, and then I'd get an email and they'd say, oh my gosh, I did one thing. You were right. I will buy anything that you make me. So it was kind of building that credibility where people started believing me because they were taking these suggestions, these recipes, and they were making them, they were loving them. But what I found is that everyone could make a healthy meal, but where people were having issues was with snacking because they were busy, they had children, demanding careers, and that's really when they were making the worst decisions. And so that's really how I came up with Roxy's, is I said, here's a gap in the marketplace. They have bars, but nobody wants to eat a bar for dessert. Nobody wants to give their child, like, here's a meal bar. Mm-hmm. But what about, you know, what if we took kind of all the attributes of a cookie and merged that with the nutritional panel of a bar and had more of a fun but truly healthy snack?
Are there a lot of food companies in the Midwest, or is this pretty unusual?
The Midwest actually has a decent amount of food companies in regards to meat, grain, sauce. But they don't have a lot of health-driven food companies. That's one of the reasons I actually started the company in California, and I was there for a year. And I brought it back to Kansas City because I knew that we could be a big fish in a little pond. And I knew that there was opportunity here. I knew that would come with some struggles and some kind of cons, but I really saw that pro of being the only health food manufacturer in Kansas City as a reason to move back.
What's the problem that Roxy's is solving?
Yeah, you know, it's a twofold problem how I see it when we solve it. The first problem is really the health crisis. I mean, we have so many more options nowadays to eat healthier, to be healthier, to work out, and yet it's not working. And so we really take in consideration, okay, we have to hit, you know, this nutritional panel, but we want it to taste really good because that really great taste is going to keep people eating healthier and being excited to eat healthy and wanting to stick with it. And then the other problem that we feel we solve with dehydration is really an energy waste issue.
Say more about that. You dehydrate the food rather than bake it?
So we actually use a dehydration, which is a low temperature, long, it's much longer than baking, but the temperature is much lower. So all temperatures stay under 105 degrees. This is great for reducing energy waste, but it's also a process that keeps the enzymes intact in food. It doesn't kill them, but it keeps them what we call living organisms.
Tell me about your art.
So I was a graduate of the Kansas City Art Institute with a graphic design degree. And I spent about 5 years prior to starting Roxy's as a creative director for an in-flight service company.
Do you feel like artists, generally speaking, are well-equipped to be successful in business?
I believe all artists can be great entrepreneurs the way that we are, the way that we're wired and that we work and we like challenges and we don't like doing the same thing every day. So it's, I think it's a perfect kind of harmony, those two. But I don't know if a typical art education gives an artist the resources it really needs to grow and scale and own a business. People have always questioned how I got into cooking, and they said, but you're not a chef. I said, but I'm an artist, and I always loved sculpting, and I had a professor try to get me to go into sculpture. That's where I believe artistry is. It's a joy for me. People who paint, they sell a painting into somebody's home, and I feel like every time somebody eats a Roxy's cookie or eats our crunch, it's consuming a little part of my creative vision.
That was Roxy's founder and CEO, Callie England. She spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison as part of our Innovation KC series. For more interviews with Metro innovators, visit kcur.org/innovationkc.